There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do in the middle of your baking and cooking. And we were just talking about Christmas cookies, and Mammy has been eating them, and I've been remembering cooking them, but actually haven't done any this year.
Yeah,
although
I did
some sticky buns.
Okay.
Sticky buns with pecans are pretty good.
Okay.
The problem is, if there aren't enough people around, I'll send a bunch downstairs, but if there are not enough people around, I end up sort of, let's just try a little taste of this one, and then so try not to cook lots of stuff unless there are a lot of people around to eat lots of stuff. Okay, in the news today, kind of a vaguely, I don't know how to feel, e-books damage sleep and health. Doctors warn.
Yeah.
It turns out that the books, that the e-books, the original Kindles don't, but the ones with backlighting, apparently, it's not a very good idea to sort of have that level of light emission just before you're trying to go to sleep. Not very good for you.
Okay.
The question I would have is, I read, like I think a lot of people, before I go to bed at night, just to kind of make the transition from daytime to nighttime. But I have a light, but it's not a computer light, so it's presumably a slightly different wavelength, and it's reflected light. It's not, I have a light that shines on the book rather than shines in my eye. So I assume that that's a different kind of light, but it doesn't really differentiate very well.
Hmm.
But that's one more thing to worry about.
Yeah, and I've heard stories like that before, where it's like staring into a computer screen, mm-hmm. For an extended period of time, right before you go to bed is like not necessarily something that is good
for
getting sleep.
The thyroid, which is kind of the master control. Especially for sort of sleep-wake cycle,
mm-hmm.
is very phototropic. It's very photosensitive, which is presumably one of the reasons why we sleep at night, atavistically.
Mm-hmm.
We know that if you start messing with the sleep cycle in terms of light, that it really can mess up your circadian rhythm. So it's an interesting phenomenon. But remember there were all those theories about the fact that cell phones were going to cause brain cancer?
Mm-hmm.
And now apparently it's an urban legend. Apparently it has no particular validity.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever really bought into that.
I just figured if that was the case, everybody was going to come down with brain cancer at exactly the same moment, because all of us have been using cell phones for so long.
Exactly.
All right, here's something that right out of Interstellar. NASA plans for an off-world colony, a floating city above Venus.
Yeah, how about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is
a blimp
cool.
City.
I'd be a little nervous, though, because, with something like that, I'd just be worrying about something.
The blimp going down or something.
Yeah, it's just something.
I was talking with somebody last night about this, because, I worked on the space program, and the idea that there was a part of me that always wanted to go into space, another part that's claustrophobic enough to think, I don't know. So, I mean, look, if that's how we survive, just have everybody on massive doses of Valium or something, or at least me.
Well, how would gravity work up there, too? I mean,
that's easy. That's easy. I mean, you can create artificial gravity pretty easily.
Okay.
I mean, they do it. That's how they train astronauts, is they put them in water, and then they weight belt so that it's essentially, you can make people's zero gravity. You could do that in space. That's not terribly difficult.
Okay.
They already know how to do that.
Okay.
All right. LG introduces speakers you can text, which isn't exactly what it sounds like. It turns out that you can have something on your iPhone and go into your house and be within a couple feet of your speakers, and the speakers will start playing the same song that's on your iPhone.
Oh, okay.
Which seems to me like a lot of gizmo as opposed to just plunking, turning something on.
Yeah.
Hitting a switch.
Yeah,
I don't know. Every once in a while you feel like technology is kind of getting away from us.
Yeah.
This is another one. Today is National Technology Day, in spite of the fact that they call it Pfeffernuss Day. Google unveils a fully working self-driving car prototype.
See, that kind of scares me too. I'd like.
Oh,
to
see
be...
why? I think that sounds great.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's the difference between that to a certain extent in a subway car, except that it?
Yeah. That's
right?
A good point. Yeah.
It's going to be on a track.
I guess for me, it's just if it's my car, I want to have full control of it, you know.
All right, but think about your mother driving at night, or think about more in a more frightening way, my mother driving at night. We used to call her Crash. So if you knew that she was in a car that she could get around, she could direct it, there would be a GPS, and that she, you know, that she wasn't going to bang into anybody. Nobody was going to bang into her.
Right. Yeah, I see your point.
So they're saying they'll spend the holidays zipping around a test track using temporary manual controls while the engineers continue to test and learn. They're seeking partners for their self-driving car. They're hoping that auto industry partners will help bring the car to market within the next 5 years.
Okay.
64 lasers that scan across 360 degrees, a camera, and a GPS. Well, I got that right. To generate a map of its surroundings and drive safely. Software models are built to react to predictable and unpredictable scenarios. See, if I had, like, for example, driving to the airport, if I could do a car where I could just sort of put myself into it, not have to worry about changing lanes or semis that were going to run over me or finding the exit or night driving. I mean, I think that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm on board for that. And I think the idea is not so much for you, although for young people, look, if I had a teenager, I'd much rather them being in a self, you know, in a self-driving car than the little speed demon that we know they were.
Yeah.
Especially when they're inexperienced. No, I think it's very cool. I really like it.
Yeah, well, and you know, another thing to think about too is if somebody goes out and has a lot to drink and they need a way to get home when they don't have to drive, they'd have something that can get them home. So
the question is, would they be either or? Like, there's some cars that you can either have an automatic transmission and then you can actually take it out of four-wheel drive, but to have the either or option. But drunk driving would wipe out drunk driving. Presumably it'd wipe out car accidents, wipe out pedestrian accidents.
Yeah.
Wipe out all the, you know, whenever there's fog and there are 15 cars in a pileup driving on snow. No, I think it would be very cool. Because in theory, even though Americans use a car as part of the expression of their personalities, in theory, a car is just transportation. Mm-hmm. And there are other kinds of transportation that get you from here to there that you basically are not in control of. Airplanes, buses, trains, subways.
Cabs.
I don't know. I think it's very cool.
Yeah.
And we kill 55,000 people a year on the roads.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and then, you know, you'd probably cut down on, you know...
Gas.
You'd cut down on gas, for sure. You'd cut down
car insurance.
Yeah. Animal
repair shops
probably...
Well, the animal thing, that's an interesting one, because, like, deers pop... Presumably, they have deers popping out. That turns out to actually kill a number of people every year, of deers popping out of nowhere.
Yeah, I've hit a few deer in my lifetime.
You hit a bear?
A few deer, I said.
I ran over a duck once. It was the most alarming thing in my life.
Oh, man.
I rode back over it and was just heartbroken. I mean, and there's nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and our final technology story. I'm trying to figure out how much trouble I'm willing to get into on this. Florida woman charged with trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband. It would seem to me that the news story would be a Florida woman was not charged with trying to hire a hitman to kill her husband. Don't we hear this story about every, you know, couple times a year? And it's always a woman in Florida. Right? All right, I'm going to get in trouble on that one, I suppose. At any rate... I would seem to be the news story would be the opposite. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Selena, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for what you do.
Oh, you're welcome, kiddo. How am I going to help today?
Okay, so I just uncovered a month ago that my fiancé of 8 years has been cheating on me for the past 2 years.
All right. Okay, let me stop you, sugar, because we're up against the break. I'll give you as much time as you need, all right? Hang on. And take a deep breath, and I promise I'll help you through this. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Selena, who's been engaged. Selena, how old are you?
I'm 32, and he's 34.
Why would you be engaged to somebody for 8 years, just out of curiosity?
Because I'm a semi-doormat. So here we are.
So you wanted to get married and he didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Did the two of you live together?
Not anymore. I mean, we've been long distance for the past 2 years because I live in Florida and he lives in Pennsylvania, so, you know, I guess that's partially why I did not uncover this earlier.
You don't have kids or anything like that together, do you?
No, thank goodness, no.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so how did you find out, all right, but up until 2 years ago, were you living together for those, for any of those 6 years you were together?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was fine, and as far as I know, he was perfectly faithful, and, you know, I mean, we had our relationship issues, but there weren't any issues with affairs or infidelity during
and
that time.
Why did he not want to get married during that 6 years?
Well, we had our, I guess, lifestyle differences in that he's from Pennsylvania, his family is up there, but I've always wanted to live in Florida, so that was one of the biggest wedge between us, you know.
Where did you meet?
Oh, we met in school. We met in medical school.
And where was school?
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, so the two of you started out in Pennsylvania, but you wanted to move to Florida at some point.
Correct.
Okay, so 2 years ago, is that, did you just decamp 2 years ago and say, I'm going to go to Florida now?
I mean, I'd waited for 6 years to be...
Honey, I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to get a timeline.
Yeah. No, I understand. So I guess I just gave up because I, you know, just wanted to move to see if maybe I can get over my wanting to be in Florida. If I just move down here by myself first, and then if I can get over it, I'll just move back up to Pennsylvania to be with him. Or
right,
if I can't, then he'll just move down.
All right. So the engagement was when? How far into the relationship did the two of you get engaged?
Well, I guess year five.
Okay. So a year before you moved to Florida, you got engaged. You then said, look, I really need to see whether Florida is the issue. So during the time that you moved to Florida, what was the understanding about the relationship? Was it we're still engaged? Was it we're putting the... Okay. So how often did you see each other during, let's say, that first 6 months that you were in Florida and he was still in Pennsylvania?
Almost every month.
Okay. When did you find out about... you're still in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And he's still in Pennsylvania. When did you find out about the affair?
A month ago.
How did you find out?
When I was up there to visit, I was on his computer. I was just checking my work email, and this random text message popped up from a random person. So it turns out that he was actually juggling three women at that time, that it was not only myself, but two other women who didn't know anything about each other. So... And then, upon further questioning, there was another woman way back in 2013, or at the beginning of 2013, but it fizzled out. So then, here we are.
All right, so what is he saying at this moment?
That he's terribly remorseful, that he will never do this again, and that he fully understands the severity and the serious nature of what he's done, and that he wants to commit to long-term therapy and really get to the bottom of the underlying cause for all of this, and that he wants to be with me for the rest of forever and make this up to me for the rest of forever.
Okay. What do you want?
I want to work this out because I love this man.
Then have him move to Florida. And because if he's willing to move to Florida, you got a shot.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'd live with him necessarily, although I think that is almost irrelevant at this moment. But he needs to be in therapy, he needs to move to Florida and see how it goes. And either he will be so resentful of that move that it's not going to work, at which point you don't even have to worry about kicking him out. He'll kick himself out. Or he will commit to you. He's in the state you want to be in. That's part of his remorse and part of his making it up to you. And he's in therapy, and the two of you decide in the next year that this is workable or not. Put the line in the sand, sugar. And if he says no, dump him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've seen two different psychologists that I respect, you know, for my individual therapy.
Sure.
And both of them unequivocally says that he will never change and that he will cheat on me again. And
have they ever met him?
No. Oh, well, one of them met him once.
You know, I I think that's an incredibly arrogant thing for any human being to say, let alone a therapist. As therapists, we're in the business of helping people to change. So making the assumption that somebody you've never met is never going to change. Do I think it's likely? Who knows? I mean, I don't know him. But I think you've got the obvious. You're saying, look, if you believed in those two therapists, you already would have dumped him. So calling me is sort of getting him a third opinion. What I'm saying is figure out what you want. What you wanted for 8 years is a commitment and him to move to Florida. He's now saying, I'll do whatever you want. Say, fine, move to Florida, get yourself a house, get yourself a job, be in therapy, and a year, if the two of us are happy, we'll go down to the Justice of Peace, get a license, get married. So a year from now, we'll either be married to each other or we'll be broken up. You've got the perfect litmus test. You don't have to believe in psychologists. You don't have to believe in change. You don't even have to believe in fidelity or infidelity. I mean, I think it's different when somebody cheats when it's a long-distance relationship. Do I think it's a nice thing to do? No. But, I mean, let me just tell you what his thinking was. She's not here. She's the one who left me. I'm never going to go to Florida. She'll either come back or she won't. If she comes back, these women are just diversions, and I'll dump them, and she'll never know.
Mm.
That isn't what happened. And to a certain extent, thank goodness it didn't happen, because, as you point out, you're more committed to him than he is to you. And that's pretty obvious from not only infidelities, but the geography. The question is, has he changed? Has he sort of looked at his behavior? He got busted. And as I was talking about earlier in the program, that change is difficult. And when we say hit bottom, what we mean is it becomes so painful to continue down the road that we're going down that we change. We don't change for somebody else. We change because it's so painful to continue our current trajectory that it makes no sense. So say to him, here's the deal. You move down here by, you know, within a month, or give him 2 months or whatever, that we live separately, we date each other, you go to therapy, I'll go to therapy with you at some point if you want, and within a year, that we're either committed to one another and married by a year from today, or we're broken up. And he'll either do it or not. And you have all the choices at this moment. If he says no, I dump him, because it's not only that he's not, whether he'll change or not, he's not committed to you. He's not, and no matter how remorseful he is, he's not that remorseful because he's not willing to do anything differently. Let me put you on hold. You think about it for a minute and come back. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I love when therapists say, someone I've never met, I can tell you exactly what they're going to do. I don't know. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Selena, who's got kind of an unhappy story that she's been with a dude for 8 years. They were living together for the first six. He lives in Pennsylvania. She lives in Florida now. She's always wanted to live in Florida. So 2 years ago, she just said, okay, I'm off, and was down in Florida. They'd see each other about once a month, and she found out about a month ago, quite accidentally, that he has been juggling, shall we say, several other women. And she says, what do I do now? And she said, well, two of her therapists have said, dump him. He'll never change. And I'm saying, you've got the perfect, situation here in terms of a test to say to him, fine, you want to be with me forever, you feel remorseful, you'll make it up to me, move to Florida, you've got 60 days to do it, get a therapist, get a job, get an apartment, we'll date each other during that time, you can prove to me what a changed man you've become, and a year from then that we'll either be together and married, not going to do any more engagement, we'll go down to the Justice of the Peace and get married, or we won't. That it won't work. And if he says, no, I'm not going to move to Florida, dump him. But, it's not a matter of whether he'll change or not. People change all the time. that's what I'm in the business to help people do. But the question is, will he, and under what circumstance? And you've got the perfect litmus test. You've got the perfect situation.
So my two concerns is that, one, I'm signing up for this life of being hyper-vigilant and always looking for signs that he might...
Well,
be.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, the point is, if he'll move to Florida, he's... I mean, I think he's showing you a different self. And to a certain extent, any relationship is trust. And you can say to him, explain to me how, you know, how I can trust you, and let that be his problem, not yours. But,
okay.
I mean, you have some time to sort that out. I mean, the line in the sand is going to be whether he'll move. If he says no, I dump him, because no matter what he thinks he's going to do, he's not.
Mm.
All right, okay. What was question number two?
Question number two is both of my therapists keep threatening that, well, what are you going to do 5 or 10 years down the road when you're married and you have a child and he's cheating on you again? What will you do then?
Why are we assuming he's going to cheat on you again? I mean, I think they're making an assumption that's not fair to you or to him. Especially not having met him. And you can ask him that question. You could say, you know, it's one of the criteria. I think you've probably heard the story before if you listen to the program with any regularity. About, I don't know, 10 years ago maybe, somebody called me. It may even have been just this time of year, and said, okay, I'm on my way to the lawyer's office. I've been married for 25 years to a serial cheater. And he just called me, and he says he loves me. He's, you know, he just realized how much he's putting the relationship at jeopardy. He wants to spend the rest of his life with me, and he'll never cheat again. What do I do? And I said, what's the most important thing in his life? And she said, his boat. And I said, look, you have to pay for the lawyers today anyway, so go into the meeting and say to him, here's the deal. You will sign a piece of paper right now that says, if you ever look at another woman, I get the boat. And if he says, no, I won't sign it, then divorce him, because he's going to cheat. If he says, yes, I'll sign that piece of paper, you at least got a shot, because at some point, some little girl is going to walk past his field of view, and he's going to think, boat, bimbo, bimbo, boat. And he knows that piece of paper, and so it may keep him on the straight and narrow. So if you've got nothing to lose at this moment, you're already married to him, and you love him, and you want this to work, so give it a shot. You've got really not much to lose and a huge amount to gain. And I would say the same thing to him of, number one, you got to move to Florida. Number two, how can I trust you? And number three, how can I trust you for the long term? And let him figure that out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. But don't waffle on this. You're going to have to be, this is your thing to say. I mean, because, look, I would be much less, you know, I don't think it's even forgiving. I think it's just sort of understanding about this if you hadn't moved down. But I think you've got such an obvious way of assessing his sincerity, at least for the short term, and then for the long term, I mean, how do we assess anybody's sincerity? We, you know, we work at the relationship, we sort of look at the person, we look at the problems that happened before, we assume that, you know, I mean, 50% of people cheat, but 50% of people don't. And it's not even that the trick is finding those 50 people, 50%, it's, I suppose, partially being that 50% of people, and second of all, I don't think people cheat on good marriages unless they're really pathological, and you have an opportunity to find that out. And as you point out, he didn't cheat in the first 6 years. He cheated when, as far as you were concerned, as far as he was concerned, you left him. Don't be engaged with anybody for 8 years anymore.
Okay.
All right, a year is plenty. Less than a year probably doesn't make much sense, but more than a year doesn't either.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
so much.
Let me know what happens, but I just be very clear with him. Okay. You got 60 days, buddy, if you're, and not 61. Because we know that you want this to work, and he's really good at sort of playing things out and charming you. You don't care about charm at this moment. You care about sincerity. So he's got 60 days to relocate. If he does, fine, you're willing to give it a shot. Doesn't you're not committed to anything at that moment. But that you know, I mean, you've been the one who's committed to him, and he wasn't committed to you. Now the shoe is on the other foot, and we're not talking about revenge. What we're talking about is trying to assess whether or not he's reliable, and either he is or he isn't. And if he can move to Florida, be in therapy, date you, prove to you, I mean, because he's about to lose the woman, presumably, that he loves. If he loves you enough, he'll change. If he doesn't, he won't. But, I mean, it's going to be fairly easy to figure it out.
Okay, and it's okay if we live together, or you don't?
I wouldn't live together for the first. No, look. Why would you take him back in? That'll just suck you back in. Now let him live apart. Let him get his job, get a place to live, and court you.
Am I allowed to date other people? Not that I want to, but...
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you're giving this a shot, other people will just confuse you. If this relationship blows up, you'll have plenty of time to date other people. No, dating other people doesn't make any sense. But I wouldn't live with him.
Why not?
Because you're just going to get sucked in again. Living together is essentially a baby marriage. He needs to prove to you that he's reliable and that he's... You also want to make sure... I mean, you mentioned one of the issues about checking on him all the time. If you're living with him, you're going to check him on all the time. If you're not living with him, I mean, he's going to have to prove to you. If you're living with him, you're going to check on him. And that's at some point he's going to say, you don't trust me, I'm out of here. And so you're going to undermine your own situation. No, he can find a place to live and court you.
Okay.
That's the fun part. Let him make it up to you. As you say, you stop writing welcome on your forehead and then being surprised when he stomps on your face. He's got some work to do. And either he'll do it, he won't. And either he'll do it lovingly and eagerly, or he won't. Because if he's sullen, he's gone.
Okay.
This is about him proving that he really made a terrible mistake and he's going to make it up to you the rest of his life. And if he does, fine. If he doesn't, adios, babes.
All right, I understand. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Selena. 855, her therapists are going to be so thrilled with me. 855, but I think they're wrong. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I have a little bit of a dilemma. It's just a small one, but my son has... I think my son would really like a doll for Christmas.
Okay.
And he's five. And
okay.
My husband's not excited about doing something like that. And, you know, they're twins, so there's, you know, one that's kind of a manly boy, you know, and then this one is kind of more nurturing, like, things that are pretty, I don't know. So he's just... But I don't want to be, like, you know, feeding into it, but I also know that that's something that he would really like.
Well, one of the ways of doing this, which means that you don't have to worry about matching twin for twin, and you don't have to sort of fight, arm wrestle either Santa Claus or your husband, is to give the kids whatever you're going to give them, and then give them each, like, a gift certificate for Toys R Us or something, and let them go buy themselves something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because that way you're neither encouraging nor discouraging. And certainly, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the fact that men are changing. Women, as I said, have done a really crummy job of helping men understand why it's in their best interest for women to be working and to be more financially and as well as emotionally independent. But we've done a terrible job of helping men understand what's in it for them. But one of the things that's in it for them is being better fathers, of helping to raise sons. And certainly one of the ways that you help, that, as you know, as girls, we learn to raise our children is we play with dolls. Well, there's no reason why boys shouldn't learn to be nurturing to small babies, i.e. their future children. So I think it's sort of gets rid of all your issues and allowing your each of your kids to be individual and sort of sort through what they want and what's important to them. And he can be a G.I. Joe doll or a Raggedy Andy or a Betsy Wessie. So that's what I would do. Let me put you on hold to make sure that sort of takes care of all your questions. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity for the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
True. All right. In case you're looking around for stocking stuffers, for a lot of people that's DVDs. And so I'll tell you the DVDs that are coming out in the next, this week or next. It's actually fairly slim pickings. I guess they decided that if you're going to do stocking stuffers that you were going to do earlier in the season. But there are a couple that are kind of interesting. Elsa and Fred is Shirley MacLaine and Christopher Plummer. And I'm kind of mixed about this. I mean, it's great fun to see both of them on the screen. Christopher Plummer is much better in this than Shirley MacLaine. But they are cute. The idea is that she's kind of this perky Shirley MacLaine-esque character, and Christopher Plummer is this kind of cranky guy who lives next door and stays in bed all the time. And what's going to happen with them? Marcia Gay Harden plays the daughter. And, I mean, there's actually some charm in this. It's completely predictable. But the last 10 or 15 minutes will make you laugh or cry or whatever. So, and it's certainly... it says a romantic comedy for the ages. I don't think anybody under the age of 90 is going to really appreciate this much, but Christopher Plummer is wonderful at it. Shirley MacLaine is, you know, overly perky. You're going to need insulin. Reach Me is one of the strangest movies that's come out in a while. It has a fantastic cast. It's got Kira Sedgwick in it. It's got Tom Berenger in it. It's got Sylvester Stallone. I mean, you can't believe everybody who's in it. Kevin Conley, Carrie Ulz, Thomas Jane, Terry Crews. A mysterious author's self-help book inspires a journalist, his editor, a former convict, an actor, and others to reevaluate their choices and work toward creating better lives. I mean, it's kind of interesting, but I mean, it's just not a very well done movie. It's kind of Sylvester Stallone is nearly unrecognizable, and you'll get a kick out of this. It's just not a very good movie, unfortunately. The Good Lie is Reese Witherspoon, and it's based on a true story of kids who were orphaned. I mean, the world has not been very generous to people in third world countries in the last couple of years. These were the lost boys orphaned by the civil war in the Sudan that started basically 30 years ago. And their kids, and the Reese doesn't appear until about halfway through the movie. And the first half of the movie is grueling. This is something, if you're going to show it to your kids, it's PG-13. And certainly not young kids, because they'll have nightmares. It's very upsetting that these kids were orphaned. And they basically, kids, just traveled thousands of miles just to find some safety. And it turns out that in 1998, a humanitarian effort brought about 3,600 kids to America. And Reese plays part of that, and of course she's her perky self. I mean, it's a good story, and it's certainly a story that reminds kids not to be overly greedy this time of year, if that's possible. But it's not really a Christmas story in any kind of usual sense of the word. Pride, I mentioned, I think, last week, which I just loved. I think this is one of those little movies that didn't get nearly as much attention as it should have. And it's joyous and it's fun. And you'll get a big kick out of it. It's certainly my pick of the week. Let's see, I think the other movies we sort of did last week. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. The thing is, telling you the movies that open next week may be helpful. Telling you the movies that open that are available in January is probably not going to do you a whole lot of good. Let's see. Oh, The Equalizer. Don't forget Denzel, who's always fun. And if you've got a man on your list, he'll get a kick out of that. Kelly and Cal is Juliette Lewis at her most Juliette Lewis-esque. No, exactly what to call it. But it's an interesting story. It's very offbeat. It's certainly not for everybody, but it's an interesting story. Let's see if I got anything else. Get On Up comes out, which is absolutely wonderful, of the James Brown story. And that doesn't come out till the first week in January, but that's really, you know, it's a lovely book, or a lovely, it's really, Bozeman is great in it. Boyhood, which is up on a lot of people's, it's not necessarily on my list as top movie of the year, but it comes out in January as well. So that's a big movie that's going to come out. There's a lot coming out after the first of the year. I suppose they're going to try and get everything in the theater that they can and get your dollars, which makes some sense. Mm-hmm. And then they'll sell it to you on DVD. So as I said, one of my favorite picks for DVD in general is the ESPN 30 for 30, and they come out every year. This year, I think they have 5 years as a box set, and it's not inexpensive. I think it's about $150, mm-hmm. but I think it has a T-shirt and a baseball cap with it. And as far as I know, you can buy the individual years as well, and they're really terrific documentaries. As you know, I'm a fan of documentaries and see basically everything. Yeah, and ESPN, you'd think, well, they're only for the sports person on your list, and that's not true. They center on sports figures, but they are exceptionally well done. They're very smart. They're very well written. They're sort of behind-the-scenes stories. They have a great deal of human interest, and they just happen to focus on people that we know from the sports world. So
I remember watching the Tonya Harding Nancy Kerrigan one.
Yeah,
and you know, and I was about 10 years old when that happened, and you know, I wasn't really into you know, I've never really been into like figure skating or anything yeah. like that. You know, I love the four major sports. Those are the ones that I really love. But I watched this documentary, and I was into it. It was good. They're really very well done.
They're well written. They sometimes they're about the bands that have to do with schools. Sometimes they're about obscure football teams. But you should check into them. They are sort of year in and year out really good. And so you know, if you're looking for somebody, and it's not only the sports guy on your list. They're fun to watch, and they're quite often family movies, that there's very little sex or violence, I think, in any of them. I'm trying to remember if any of them have that. And so, I mean, it's something, you know, we talk about family stuff, and certainly the Lego movies. There are a lot of the animation movies this year that are really wonderful, that are smart enough and sort of, as I said, I thought Box Trolls is one of the most subversive movies ever made. And How to Train Your Dragon, and Lego, and Big Shot 6. I mean, there's some really good animation this year. But the documentaries, too. And besides, I'm just feeling, I'm trying to send Manny a picture. They sent me a Lego cookie jar with a big yellow head. And I was thinking, well, I should give this to somebody. I thought, no, I love it. So I put all my vitamins in it.
Yeah,
in my cabinet.
Did you send it to me? I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, I think I didn't quite get your email right, so I'll find it. But
okay.
But it's so you, DVDs are a great choice. And as I said, the ESPN ones in particular are just really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so we have one more hour to go. If there's something on your mind that you want to chat with me about, 855-993-7569. You can wait about 3 minutes and then give me a call. And there you go, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.